brought to you by Sather's Juice-Filled Fun Bugs. Gummies that look like your nightmares, but taste like your dreams. Hello again, and welcome to yet another week of It's Just the Pipes, a Basement Buzz podcast that's scary entertaining. I'm your host, Sophie Weil, and I'm curious to see how many of you are still around. How many of you have jumped ship? This podcast is not for the faint of heart, and I suspect that those of you who have made it to week three are the truly brave souls, especially after last week's episode. Rachel's stories were chilling, and if you're tuning in for the first time, I highly recommend you go back and take a listen. Not only because it'd be interesting for you sick, twisted freaks, but also because it will prepare you for the even crazier shit that's about to follow. As promised, I have tracked down yet another paranormal survivor for your entertainment. She's a firm believer in the spiritual world, and she just so happens to be my sorority sister, best friend, confidant, and role model. Say hi, Shan.
Hi, nice to meet you guys.
Okay, so before we get into the good stuff, why don't you tell everybody a little bit about why you're a believer in the spiritual world?
Well, I grew up with my mom, who is a really true born-again Christian. Ever since she was little, she always believed in a higher power. She always just had this super intense intuition that there was more to life than just this. I recall her saying that even when she was like 5 years old, she just like knew God existed. She knew, not because anyone told her, not because she read anything, like she just knew God existed, or that there was a higher power. She's always believed in it. So growing up with a mom that just so adamantly believes in that sort of thing just ends up rubbing off on you. She has even been able to see auras around people before. She's been able to tell me really weird things that she really shouldn't know about my friends. She just kind of sees through people and sees more than like just what meets the eye. So I just sort of always grew up believing in the spiritual world and believing that there is more to life than meets the eye. I've always had this, I don't know, idea that there is more, and just really truly believed in it ever since I was little.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I'm telling you guys, listen to her. She is the voice of reason in my life. She knows what she's talking about, so take a listen. But now let's get down to the dirty details. Tell us about your personal experiences with the paranormal.
Well, I've had three pretty crazy ones. The first was when I was younger. I lived in Northern California when I was younger, and my parents had a house in Redwood City. It was a two-story house, and I don't know, I always just sort of felt like uneasy living in it for some reason. My mom felt like it too. We always just kind of felt like, I don't know, something was off with the house. And then sometimes my parents would leave me alone, or when anyone was alone in the house, sometimes we would hear footsteps on the second floor, just going back and forth on the hallways.
It's terrifying.
It was so scary. So, like, we would all hear it at different times, too, when we were alone. And sometimes when we were there, we would hear just real-sounding footsteps, like, legit-sounding footsteps. Not, like, faint, like, tiptoe steps, real footsteps walking back and forth the hallway.
Oh, my God.
It was so scary. Most of the time, it was when I was about in middle school. So most of the time, I would just, like, stay downstairs, and I wouldn't go upstairs when I heard it. It was so scary. But one night, I was home alone, and I was upstairs. And usually when I was upstairs in my room, I wouldn't hear the footsteps. Like, usually when people were upstairs, we wouldn't hear anything. It was mostly just when we were downstairs, and, like, most frequently when it was just one person at the house. But one night, so I was in my room upstairs, and I was hearing the footsteps, and I, like, didn't usually hear that, so it kind of freaked me out at first. But they weren't, like, super loud. They were kind of farther down the hallway, so I don't know. We heard it all the time, so I didn't freak out about it. But then they started getting louder, and then I heard them go downstairs, and all of a sudden the door slammed, which had never happened before. So I kind of, like, jumped out of bed and was like, Mom? Dad? And no one responded. And so I was really scared. Oh, so I just went back to my room and locked my door. And I don't know, nothing crazy ever happened again, but we heard the footsteps all the time, like, until we moved out of the house.
Oh, my gosh, Shannon. How long did you guys stay in that house for?
Only a couple years until we moved. So that was in Redwood City, and then we moved to San Jose. So not too long, but it was enough to, I don't know, really make you believe in that sort of thing.
Hard pass, you guys. What the fuck? Yeah, no, I would have, the second I heard the footsteps, I would have been freaking gone. Okay, but I know you have some, like, other crazy stories. Yeah. Tell us more about that.
So there was this other time that was actually in Southern California. One of my friends, her older brother, was having a birthday party, and he was just really into, like, scary stuff. Like, he loved horror movies, he loved, like, Paranormal Activity movies, like, he loved all that stuff. And it was her brother's birthday, so, because, like, it was my brother's older friend, or my friend's older brother, I came along and, like, had fun at his birthday party. But his parents, like, rented out a couple rooms in the Queen Mary. That's, like, the really old, scary, haunted ship in Long Beach. I'm not totally sure what happened there, but, like, over the years, people had just died on the ship, like, over transatlantic sailings and such. So his parents, like, rented out a couple rooms for him and his friends to stay in the Queen Mary. I didn't end up staying there, but, like, during his birthday party, we, like, walked around and we were hanging out, and so it's a big ship, so we were walking down one of the hallways, and, you know, it's like a big yacht, so there's those big staircases that kind of wind up to the second floor and below and everything, and we were walking the hallway kind of towards one of the staircases, and, you know, the guys were scaring the girls because, ooh, haunted house, haunted ship, like, we're gonna see ghosts, like, ah, and we're all just kind of, like, playing around. But then as we were walking towards the staircase, we saw this woman that was dressed in, like, old-timey clothing, like, this red, older-looking dress, and it kind of had polka dots on it, and these, like, older, like short-heeled shoes that you just don't see anyone wear anymore, just outfits that you just don't see. And we saw her on the floor that we were walking on, like, the floor we were on, the first floor, and then all of a sudden, as we were getting closer to the staircase, we just saw her move to the second floor. Like, we didn't see her walk up the steps. She just, like, transported to the second, to the uppercase floor. And we all
just, like, inexplicably.
Out. Yeah, just inexplicably. And we all freaked out and ran the other way. Because the boys were just scaring us, too. And then all of a sudden, we actually saw that.
Oh, my God.
And then later that day, I didn't go on this tour because I was, like, too freaked out from that happening. But later in the day, some of the people that we were with went on, like, one of the haunted tours they have available on the ship. And when they came back from the tour, the girls that went had scratches on their neck and on their cheeks. And they did not even feel that. We had to tell them that they had scratches. And they were even, like,
sort of... They were, like, bloody?
Yeah, they were even sort of, like, bleeding a little bit. Like, obviously...
Actual, like, you could see the scratch marks dug into their skin.
Yeah, like, not super deep, but definitely, like... You know, like, when you just scratch against the wall really quick. Like, I even have a scratch on my arm right now. Like, it was just sort of like that. Just, like, a quick, like... Like, little paper cuts, almost.
That's but terrifying.
It was so freaky, and they didn't even feel them. They didn't even know they had them.
I hate everything about
that. I know, isn't that so... I'm so glad I didn't go on that tour.
I hate
I'm so glad I didn't go on that tour. About I was that. So That's scared.
Awful. I would have cried and...
I'm so glad I didn't stay the night on the ship, either, because I don't know what happened to the people that did.
No. Yeah, they probably were eaten alive by some demon or something. Thank so God for freaky. That. But I think you have one more story for us, right, Shan?
Yeah, I do. This was, like, the closest one to me personally that I, like, really felt, I don't know, I really felt, like, an attachment to this story. So this was at my house here at Chapman University, where I go to school. So in Orange, most of the houses were built around, like, the 50s and 60s. We know they're kind of older because that's the time that, like, the Orange Circle developed. And the houses around here, just kind of the model of the houses, we know that they were built around that era. And they haven't been updated in a while. Like, they've gotten a new paint job and maybe new air conditioning, but they're older houses for sure. And I've always just kind of felt like I've heard weird noises in the house when either no one's home or at night. I've always just never felt super safe in this house. And since I did have that experience, like, hearing footsteps when I was younger... I don't know, that possibility of, like, it being haunted always came into my head, yeah, like, living here.
That makes total sense. That's...
Since I have had those experiences. So, this one night, this was actually pretty recently, this past semester, it was only a couple months ago, I was having a really tough time sleeping, and I usually never have a tough time sleeping. I'm such a good deep sleeper. I always fall asleep really quickly, and I'm like a log. I'm just so dead when I'm sleeping. Like,
I've experienced it firsthand. She's literally a brick.
I'm the kind of sleeper that just like doesn't move all night. Like I wake up in the same position. But I was just having like a really tough time falling asleep and a really tough time staying asleep this one night. And I just kept tossing and turning, and like I eventually did fall asleep. I think like maybe around like 1 a.m. But I was still in a really light sleep. Like I knew I was in a light sleep. And then I don't know how far into the night I was at this point, but I heard the doorknob like to my room sort of start jingling, like someone was trying to open it. So I kind of like half asleep, half awake, turned to like see what time it is, because I have an alarm clock like on my nightstand, and it said it was around 5 a.m. So I was just really confused. So I kind of like woke up even more because I heard this jingling and was confused with the time. And I kind of said hello because it sounded like someone was trying to open my door. And I never leave it locked because, like, sometimes my roommates come in and, like, we cuddle and, like, sometimes we have sleepovers and stuff or whatever. So I say hello, but no one responded. And then my door, like, actually opened. Like, it finally, like, opened a little bit. It only was a couple of inches. It couldn't have been very much because I couldn't see very much. And it was 5 a.m., so it was really dark. But all of a sudden, like, I saw this, like, hand, like, an actual hand on the doorknob outside, like outside my door, and like a forearm, like an unidentified forearm, but it looked like a girl, it really did. And I just kind of said, wait, what? Like, think he was one of my roommates, like coming to my room, but then the door just closed and the person didn't say anything, like didn't say one word. So I kind of was just confused about what was going on. And then I like just kind of fell back asleep because the door closed and they didn't say anything. And I was really tired because I was, like, not sleeping well that night. So I just went back to sleep, but I don't know, I was having, like, weird thoughts all night. And then the next morning, I asked my roommates if anyone came in my room, and no one came in my room. None of my roommates said, one of my roommates wasn't home, and two of my roommates said that they didn't come in my room at all. So I still have no idea what that was, but I swear I was visited by something.
That's the most terrifying thing. Yeah. That's the thing, you guys. I'm like a very firm believer in the spiritual world, but I have very limited experiences. And when I hear stuff like this, I really don't know how I would handle it, because I feel like I would go insane or have to be admitted to some kind of psych ward or something. Like, that's actually terrifying. Okay, so before we go, I just wanted to hit you with a surprise hypothetical question.
Okay.
Because I'll be honest with you guys, this is a little scripted, I will admit, and Shannon is actually being hit with this hypothetical question.
I'm unprepared.
She's unprepared. So, I didn't tell you guys this before, but Shannon is actually my big in my sorority, so she's basically like my home away from home college mom.
Aww.
So as my Greek mother, Shan,
yeah,
what would you do if we were being haunted and we were running away from a vicious demon and I tripped and I got attacked by it? Would you leave me and save yourself, or would your motherly instincts kick in to save me?
I would really like to say I would save you, but I'd probably fucking ditch your ass.
All right, okay. Yeah, that's super comforting.
I would really like to say I would save you.
That's super comforting, honestly. Thanks, Mom.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Mom. I'm glad to know you got that back.
I would love to say that I would save you. Honestly, like, I would be the one that would trip, though. Like, really. This is not a realistic question.
Yeah, you guys, Shan recently went to a music festival, and she came back with at least, like, 10 battle wounds. I was like, Jesus, Shannon, were you mauled by a bear? She's like, no, I just tripped.
Yeah, I'm really uncoordinated. That's, like, an unrealistic question for first of all, but...
Okay, well, thanks so much for coming in, Shan. We love you so much.
Of course! I love doing this!
Yay! Okay, bye!
Bye!
If her stories didn't sufficiently scare the shit out of you guys, don't you worry, because you all know what time it is. It's time for the What the Fuck 5, so snuggle up with your favorite comfort blanket and turn all the lights on. Because I'm about to scare the living bejesus out of all of you with 5 of the craziest ghost stories ever told. Ghost story number 1. After living in my new house for 5 months or so,
I decided to take a shower. One of my friends had just slept over. I had taken a crap ton of showers in that bathroom already, so it's not like it was anything new. So I take my shower, get out to dry off, and look at the steamed up mirror. On the mirror, in perfect writing, no human could do with their finger, read something along the lines of, "Dear Father, please forgive me." I completely forget the rest because I was just so freaked out, but it was terrifying. The bathroom door was locked the entire time, and no one could have got in. It had also never been there any other time I took a shower. Ghost story number two. I was living with my sister, and she went away on holiday for a week, so I had the house to myself. I was heading to bed and turned out all the lights. I was laying in bed, then I heard what I thought was a guitar being played, so I head downstairs to see what the noise was. I found my guitar laying on the ground and picked it up and put it back on my stand. I go to head back to bed, and again I heard the guitar being played. I head back downstairs to find again the guitar lying on the ground. Why was this spooky? It was the 11th anniversary that my dad has been deceased. He loved playing the acoustic as much as I do. Could not sleep. We also do not own any animals, so I don't know how the guitar could have ended up on the ground twice. Ghost story number three. A friend of mine moved into a new home. One day while cleaning, he accidentally knocked down a hanging mirror, shattering it into hundreds of pieces. He laid the mirror frame on the kitchen table and went down to the basement to get a broom to sweep up the glass. When he got upstairs, all of the pieces had been laid, exactly to the last piece, back into the frame. My friend had only left the mirror for a minute, and there was no one else in the house. Ghost story number four. Me, age 7, my brother, aged 4, and my mother were on our way home from watching a movie. While we are pulling up to our driveway, my mother tells us to stay still and not move. She closes her eyes and looks shaken up about something. She continues to tell us to stay down and be quiet. Then, in a hurry, she pulls out of the driveway and drives off while calling my stepfather. My stepfather was a cop, and she told him to come back up to the house. He was asking why, and she just adamantly told him to do it. When we got back to the house, there was a man being handcuffed and taken away. My stepfather and a detective were there and were asking her what she saw. She said she'd seen nothing, but that she'd had some sort of vision where a man came out of our bushes, pulled out like a 12-inch blade, and forced us into the house. The detective and my stepfather were speechless. They stared at my mom and said they had just arrested a man with a 12-inch blade matching the description she gave. Ghost story number five. When I was about 12 years old, I had a dream shortly before Halloween. In the dream, I was out trick-or-treating on Halloween night. I was in this overgrown woody area in my neighborhood, running away from a house a couple of blocks away from where I lived. I realized that I was running from the ghost of a woman when I saw her come flying toward me. I woke up in a cold sweat. That December, I found out that the house that I had been running from in the dream belonged to an older woman. She lived alone and didn't have any family in the area. A friend of my mother's was delivering Christmas cookies and found her dead in the house. They estimated that she had been there since about August. I don't actually believe in ghosts, but it was very strange. And that's a wrap, you guys. Now I want to hear from all you. You all know the drill. Leave a comment in the section below stating whether you think these stories are spooky or spoofy. Do you think there were actual paranormal spirits at work? Or do you think it's all a product of our overactive imaginations, hence spooky or spoofy? Thank you all so much for listening to the third episode of It's Just the Pipes, a Basement Buzz podcast that's scary entertaining. Make sure to use the links on our website to subscribe and follow our Facebook and Twitter accounts for weekly updates. I really hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Again, I'm your host, Sophie Weil. Tune in next week, if you dare, for yet another exclusive interview about crazy paranormal experiences. Hope I didn't scare you guys off too badly this week. Good night and sweet nightmares!